The Stone of Hindatun. There's a rich Magnus tradition associated with an 8-foot-high standing stone on the top of Stony Hill in Harry. This prehistoric stone is the only remaining stone from a stone circle that once dominated the skyline. Described by Petrie as being located west of the slap of Harry, he calls this stone the Stone of Grimeston, after the township in which it is located. The rather fanciful story associated with this stone is that this is where the cortege from Bursley rested whilst waiting on the Harry men to come to take over carrying Magnus's remains. In a repeat of the tradition associated with Conyer, the Harry folk are said to have been slow to meet the procession, and that they were described as crawling out of their felly turf huts like crabs out of the ebb, and Harry men and women have been known ever since as Harry crabs. Another story tells that the stone was put up here by the Bursley folk to mark the place where they carried the remains to and from where they returned home. Given the location of the stone in the south of Harry, it seems more likely that any changeover would have occurred at Conyer at the northern boundary of the parish. It may well be that the stories have become muddled over time and that there is a sense that many prominent stones and mounds in the landscape have in the past been appropriated into the Magnus story. This in itself is really interesting, although it problematises establishing a possible route. That this stone is near the gate in the Grimeston Township Dyke and on the main road through Harry means it could well have been on a route travelled by people from Kirkwall to Bursley, but we cannot know if it was the route taken by the procession carrying Magnus's remains.